It's time for Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103 WAKO. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County Health Department, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas. Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader, Light 103, WAKO.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Lawrenceville High School Gymnasium, the site tonight of Lawrenceville Indian Basketball, as the Indians, with a record of 3-4, take on the 5-2 Edwards County Lions. I'm Steve Anderson. Bill Richardson's alongside. Indians trying to get to the 500 mark tonight. They're in the midst of a four-game homestand. They won the first two, beat Oblong 82-42. Then last Friday, a win over Flora in conference play, 78-51. Tonight, the Indians step out of conference to meet the Edwards County Lions. The Lions, as we mentioned in the open, come in with a record of 5-2. It's time now for the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. Bill Richardson's alongside. Bill, Edwards County 5-2. The Lions come in with a good record. Looks like they got some good size, and they'll be a tough task for the Indians here tonight.
Well, certainly it'll be tougher to win this game than it has been the first two games of this homestand, Steve. Like you said, Edwards County's 5-2, and if the Indians can pull off this win and get the record back to 500, it will be the first team with a winning record that Lawrenceville has beat this season. They beat Mount Carmel, Flora, and one other one in there.
Oblong.
All those teams are well below 500. Like we said, Edwards County brings a 5-2 mark in here tonight. One of those losses was to Casey. We know how good they are. They're ranked in the state right now. They also lost in a tournament up at Cumberland to Altamont. Wins have been against Dietrich, Oblong, Flora, Grayville, and most recently against Hamilton County, otherwise known as McLeansboro. So they do have a very good record, and you said alluded to, they have a lot of size tonight, which makes it we don't know. We know that Blaine Winningham's not in the starting lineup. We don't know whether he's going to be able to play at all or not. He was going to find out in warm-ups if he felt like he could go, and I got to think having him on the court against a team with so much size like Edwards County has would be a nice bonus.
We'll see what happened. There were a couple of other games prior to this as they had a triple header of action here. In the freshman-sophomore game, it was the Indians over Edwards County, 34-20. In the junior varsity game, it was Indians over Edwards County, 42-35, two in double digits in that game. It was Skyler Toole had 10 points, and Cale Powell led the way with 11 points. So the Indians looking to make it a clean sweep here tonight with regard to the competition. They won the Frost soft game, won the JV game here earlier, and their varsity brethren again trying to get to the 500 mark at 3-4. The Indians will play Edwards County here tonight and finish up the homestand a week from tonight when they take on the Fairfield Mules. We'll be back with the starting lineups and the play-by-play coming up in a minute. This has been the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. Again, the starting lineups and the play-by-play coming up in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Being sick is never convenient. Luckily for Alney and the surrounding communities, having access to a provider is. The Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic is staffed with a convenient care provider from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Coming down with a sore throat and flu-like symptoms on a Saturday? No problem. Walk into the primary care clinic and be seen by a convenient care provider that same day. 605 East Main Street in Alney.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying
press 1, press 2.
Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Indian basketball here on Light 103. Edwards County Lions at 5-2, Indians at 3-4. Here are the starting lineups. First of all, for the visitors from Albion, the Edwards County Lions, coached by Russ Gerlach. Again, 5-2 their mark. They'll start number 20, Caden Cowling. He is a 6'2 freshman. Also in the starting lineup, Cade Schnicker. He is a senior, 6'2 senior, number 21. Justin Wallace also in the starting lineup. He's a senior, a 6'5 senior, number 24. Marty Schmittler, one of two Schmittlers in the starting lineups. He's number 42. He's a 6'2 senior, Marty Schmittler. And Ty Schmittler also in the starting lineup, a 6'3 sophomore, number 44. So again, the lineup for Edwards County, Cowling, Schnicker, Wallace, Schmittler, and Schmittler. For the Indians of Randy Bishop, again with a record of 3-4. Starting lineup has Connor O'Dell in it. He's a 6-foot senior, number 3. R.J. Nelms gets his second straight start in the place of the injured Blaine Winningham. Nelms, a 6-2 senior, number 5. Zeus Marsh in the starting lineup. He's a 6-2 senior, number 10. Noah Wager in the lineup for the Tribe, 6'2 junior, number 15. And Jordan Jones, a 6-foot junior, number 32. So again, the Indian lineup, Odell, Nelms, Marsh, Wager, and Jones.
Steve, I think there was a change in the lineup for Edwards County. I think when they introduced the starting lineups, Andrew Rottrimel, number 45, was in the starting lineup in place of Ty Schmittler, number 44.
Okay. So it is Rottrimel in there instead of Ty Schmittler for Edwards County. The Indians, again, trying to get to the 500 mark. Randy Bishop told us last week one of his goals was to get to the 500 mark before the Christmas holidays. They'll have a couple of chances to get there. Indians play, we mentioned, a week from tonight here at home against Fairfield. Then before the Christmas holiday, they'll take on Vincennes Hervey. That'll be on the 20th at Ralph Holscher Gym. That's a rare Thursday night game, as the Indians will visit Vincennes Hervey for the second straight year. The Indians won there last year. But talking to folks in Vincennes yesterday, Hervey has one of its better teams in a while.
There's another change in the lineup, too. I see Camden Calger out there on the court for Edwards County, number 30. I don't know who he's starting in place of.
It'll be Zeus Marsh jumping it up against Justin Wallace to start this game. Wallace at 6'5". Just about ready to get this game underway. Indians in the home white uniforms with the red numerals and the red and white trim. Edwards County in the black traveling uniforms with the red numerals and black and white trim. Lions have the tip Long three-pointer is good from the right wing. Out there by Cade Snicker. And it's 3-0 quickly, Edwards County. Edwards County in the zone. The Indians work it into the left corner to Noah Weggert. Now to Jones. Jones back on the left wing to Nelms. Back out front between the circles to Odell. Nelms, a long three, is off the mark. Rebound controlled by the Lions. Controlled by Marty Schmittler. Quickly up the floor, the Lions leading 3-0 here in the early going. 7:15 to go, opening period. Here's a cross-court tip pass. It's tipped out of bounds by the good defense of Jordan Jones. It'll be Lion basketball at side court, right in front of veteran head coach Randy Bishop. 3-0 Lions, 7:08 to go here in the opening quarter. Long three, top of the key, is off the mark. Rebounding battle, and the ball off of Justin Wallace. It'll be Tribe basketball. 7 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. 3-0 Edwards County. Connor O'Dell across the timeline. Left side to Nelms on the wing. In the left corner, DeMarsh. Zeus back out to Nelms. Top of the key to Jones. Left side to Nelms. Left baseline. Zeus lets it go from about 12. Off the mark, no good. Wager the rebound. Up, no good. Gets his rebound up. No good, but he was hacked and fouled. And will have to earn him at the free throw line. Good board work down there by Noah Weger against the tall timber of Edwards County.
Now on 42, Marty Schmittler, his first, team's first.
Noah Weger, a 62% free throw shooter on the young season. His free throw is up and in. And the Indians are on the board, trailing 3-1, 6:42 to go here in the opening quarter. Noah Weger, 6'2 junior, completes both free throws, 3-2. Lions on top. Indians lost a heartbreaker at Albion last year in the final seconds. They'd like to avenge that defeat here tonight. Indians with some trapping pressure near midcourt. Ball thrown into the corner. And the Lions work it to Wallace. Now back out front. Ball tipped and saved by the Lions. Cage Snicker. Now to Calgar. Camden Calgar in the middle. Now they throw it to the left wing, feeding it down low underneath. Here's a drive to the basket, shot up and no good. The rebound battle for. That shot was no good there by Rotrammel. At the other end, shot up and in by Zeus Marsh. Zeus with the hoop, and the Indians have their first lead of the night, 4-3, 5:50 to go here in the first quarter of play at Barnesville High School. Calgar now to Schnicker. They go to left baseline, down low to Wallace. Ball knocked out of bounds by Noah Weger.
We got a foul on the play, though. I believe it's going to be on Noah Weger. He shoved the man out of the way. First on Noah Weger, first on the Indians.
Timeout on the floor. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. 5:43 to go, opening quarter. People's State Bank scoreboard reads Lawrenceville 4, Edwards County 3. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some pop, Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Off the inbound pass, the Lions with the ball, working it in the middle to Rotrammel. Now back out top of the key to Calgar. Calgar now to Snicker, and he'll back it out, and the Lions will start a play against the Indian defense. They work it down low on the baseline. Shot up by Marty Schmittler, no good. Rebound controlled by Weger. Outlet pass to Marsh. Zeus across the timeline on the right side dribble. Now left side on the wing. Jones, a three-pointer off the mark. And the rebound controlled by the Lions, Marty Schmittler. 5 minutes to go here in the opening quarter, 4-3 Indians. Lions across the timeline, almost a steal there, but a pushing foul by Nelms. RJ trying to steal the ball away from Cage Snicker out front. The 6'2 senior could not do it and fouled him. So inbound, the Lions do. Here is Snicker. Back out to Camden Calgar. Right corner long jumper is off the mark. Rebound fought for on the baseline there by Marty Schmittler. He feeds it back out front to Calgar. And the Lions will reload. They feed it to Snicker. Now to Calgar, down low on the baseline right side. They feed it underneath to Rotramble, but through his hands. And a turnover on the Lions. At top of the key, Jones, a long three. This one off the back iron, no good. And the rebound brought down by Rotramble of Edwards County. Long down court heave to Schnicker. Cage Schnicker on the dribble between the circles. Now to Calgar. Calgar on the right wing, right corner to Wallace. Long jumper, Schnicker at top of the key, no good. Rebounded up and through by Justin Wallace at 6'5". He's going to be a problem inside for the Indians at 6'5". 5-4 Edwards County. Zeus Marsh, a long jumper. Three, good from the right side. On the wing, Zeus with the three, and the Indians lead by two, 7-5. Some trapping pressure out front with Marsh at the tip of that Indian zone trap. Here is Snicker to Calgar. Calgar on the right side, dribble on the wing, and throws it away. Threw it over the head of Snicker. It'll be Indian basketball. 3:30 to go here in the opening quarter. Low scoring affair, 7-5. Indians on top. Connor Odell, left side on the wing to Nelms. Nelms in the left corner now to Odell. Left baseline to Jones. Feeds underneath to a cutting. Wager shoots and scores. Nice ball movement by the Indians. And a nice cut to the hole by Noah Wager. And the Tribe lead by four, 9-5 with 3:10 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Snicker across the timeline. Now to Calgar. Calgar on the right side. Dribble on the wing. Has the ball knocked away. Saves it in, however, to Wallace. Wallace feeds it. Down on the left side of Snicker, they go underneath, the ball off the rim, and stolen away by the Indians. Here's Marsh feeding it underneath, wide open is Nelms, he shoots and scores! R.J. Nelms with the basket. Indians again moving the ball quickly. They lead by six, 11-5, 2:39 to go in the first quarter. Rotramble in the middle, throws it away.
Way Edwards County started to turn the ball over here just the last three or four possessions. That's their first fourth turnover of the ball game. The Indians have yet to throw it away.
Odell across the timeline with 2:30 to go, opening quarter. 6-point Indian lead, a little flurry by the Tribe here. Has them on top by six. Marsh, a three-pointer. It's no good from the right side. And the rebound is brought down by Wallace of Edwards County. Feeds it now to Calgar, Camden Calgar. Left side dribble on the left baseline. Now they feed it underneath. Here's a shot up. No good by Wallace. Up and in by Wallace. Justin Wallace, the senior, keeping after it. And he gets a rebound basket. 11-7. Minute 59 to go here in the opening quarter. Wide open underneath is Jordan Jones. Another solid pass by the Indians to a cutter on the baseline. 13-7, Lawrenceville. Minute 47 to go, opening quarter of play. Lions work it to Snicker on the deep left wing. Now to Calgar, right side. Calgar back to Snicker on the right wing in the middle to Rotramble. Now to Calgar out front. Long three is good. Camden Calgar, 6-foot junior with the hoop, and it's 13-10. Lions have trimmed the lead to three. Here's Wager, top of the key to Odell. Left side to Nelms on the wing. RJ cross-court skip pass to Marsh. Zeus tries to feed it in the middle, but it's intercepted by Edwards County. Wager across the timeline. Snicker underneath. Here is a shot up and in, and a foul. And a chance at a three-point play. Marty Schmittler with the basket. And a chance at a three-point play and a chance to tie the game for the Lions with a minute four to go here in the opening quarter of play.
Make matters worse, that's the second foul on Noah Wager.
Chance to tie this game for the Lions. Free throw is up and good by Marty Schmittler. 13 all, a minute to go here in the first quarter of play at Lawrenceville High School. Odell, right side on the wing to Marsh, right baseline to Wager, top of the key to Odell. Here's Marsh, a three-pointer, good from the right wing. Zeus Marsh showing his outside shooting prowess. 16-13. Indians. 43 seconds to go here in the opening period of play. Snicker to Calgary. Calgary left side. Rotrammel in the middle at the high post. Now Snicker down the lane, throws it up. Off balance, no good. Rebounded by Nelms. And a rebounding foul charge against Justin Wallace of Edwards County. So it'll be Indian ball with 32 seconds to go here in the opening period and a three-point lead as we have our first substitution for Randy Bishop. Noah Wager out and Skyler Toole into the game. Across the timeline, Connor Odell, number three on his back. Feeds it now to Nelms, deep on the left wing, left corner to Toole. Toole on the dribble, cut off there. They feed it in the middle now to Marsh. His short jumper from about 12, left side, no good. Odell, the rebound underneath, can't get it to fall. And the rebound controlled by Rotrammel of Edwards County. Here's the Lions wanting to run. Snicker lays it up and in. Nice move on the left baseline by Cage Snicker. Now a steal by the Lions, and they miss it. That was by Calgary. A long heave by Jones is off the mark as the first quarter comes to an end. On the People's State Bank scoreboard after one quarter play here at Lawrenceville High School, it's the Indians 16, Edwards County 15. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Hello, this is Greg Lewis inviting you to Customer Appreciation Day at Citizens National Bank of Albion, our Bridgeport Banking Center, located at 100 East State Street, December the 14th. Please join us from 8:30 until 10:30 for breakfast refreshments and from 10:30 to 4 for assorted sandwiches. Again, that's 8:30 to 4, December the 14th.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, member FDIC.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Indian basketball brought your way by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, local medical professionals caring for local people, and by Sweet Teas and Sip It on James Street in Lawrenceville. Indians with the ball off the quarter break, leading by one, 16-15. Bill Richardson and Steve Anderson here at LHS. Indians work the ball to Toole on the right wing, double team, back out front to Nelms. Left side to Odell on the wing. Three-pointer by Cunner is good.
Okay, so every Lawrenceville starter has scored at least 3 points now.
19-15, Indians by four. Calgary across the timeline to Snicker out front. Now to Calgary on the right wing on the dribble. Now to Snicker, right side, in the middle to Rotrammel at the high post. Back out to Calgary. Calgary to Snicker. Let's a long bomb go from the top of the key. No good. Lions get the rebound. Up and no good. And a travel charge against the Lions. That was Justin Wallace with the travel. And so it'll be Indian basketball with a four-point lead. Skyler Toole out for the Indians. And Damon Parkman into the game for Randy Bishop. Here is Parkman with the ball, deep on the left wing, in the middle and out of Jones. Left corner to Marsh. Deuce, a long three. In and out, no good. Tries to battle for his rebound. He's called for the foul. So Deuce Marsh on the outside, more than I've ever seen him in any Indian game this year.
Well, he's shot, he's attempted 4 3-pointers tonight, hit 2 of them. First foul on Deuce, 4 on the Indians. Edwards County has 2.
Snicker across the timeline. Left side dribble ball. Stolen away. Taken away by Marsh. Zeus to the hole. Try to jam it home. And it was blocked away from behind by the Lions. Here they come now on a 3-on-2 break. It's knocked away from behind by the Indians. Now here's Marsh, left side. Waits for traffic to clear. Now to Jones, top of the key. A three. Got it. Jordan Jones, a three ball. And it's Indians by 7, 22-15. I think their biggest lead of the night.
Indeed, their biggest lead.
6:20 to go. Snicker down the lane. Has the ball knocked away and a foul charged on Odell, Connor Odell of the Indians. Stops the clock with 6:17 to go here in the opening half of play. Second quarter, 22-15 Indians. Bidding for win number 4 on the year. Free throw is up and no good by Cage Schnicker. S-C-H-N-I-C-K-E-R. Second free throw up and in. 1 out of 2 for the senior guard, and it's 22-16 Indians. Indians quickly up floor to Nelms. Left side to Mars. Zeus with another 3. This one in and out, no good. Rebound battle for. Odell has it. 8-footer in the lane. Off the back higher, no good. Ball battle for underneath. And it'll be Indian basketball. Parkman down there battling against the tall timber of the Lions. Did a good job there. 6:03 to go. Second quarter. Indians inbound underneath their own hoop. Zeus back out front to Odell. Connor now to Jones. Left side to Nelms. 3-pointer on the way is good. Roll through for RJ. Nelms coming off a solid game last Friday against Flora, and the Indians have a 9-point lead, 25-16. Ball taken away. RJ runs it down, lays it up and in. Indians on top by double digits now, 27-16. Here's a pass underneath to Wallace. His shot is up, no good, and a foul charged. And so Justin Wallace, the senior from Edwards County, will have to earn him at the line. Indians using the outside shot against the Lions here.
Foul was on Parkman, his first. 6 on the team, so Edwards County is going to be in the bonus.
Free throw up and in by the Lions. Justin Wallace.
5 points now for Wallace.
27-17, a 10-point Indian lead. Make it 9 as he hits both free throws, and a timeout wanted by Russ Gerlach. Amdahl Federal Credit Union timeout, 5:33 to go. Second quarter on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Lawrenceville 27, Edwards County 18. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Hoke's Hair Studio reminds you the holidays are getting closer every day. You need to look your best. Hoke's Hair Studio's got you covered. Hair styling, deep conditioning, explore all the new colors. Get a mani, a pedi. Let Hoke's Hair Studio get you looking good. Hey, need a great gift idea? A Hoke's Hair Studio gift certificate from Hoke's Hair Studio. Just Google Hoke's Hair Studio. North of the Square, Hoke's Hair Studio will tease to please.
Back at Lawrenceville High School, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian Basketball on Light 103, brought your way by Best Way Express. If you have a Class A CDL, call 833-BESTWAY today. Your truck driving career is waiting, and by Bill Dobson Ford in Washington. Come out and find out why a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Indians are off to a pretty good start shooting the ball tonight. They are 10 of the first 20. They have made 5 three-pointers out of 10 shots, and they forced Ebers County into 8 turnovers on making just 3 themselves.
Connor Odell across the timeline for the Indians against Edwards County zone. Back out front to Odell. Now to Jones. Odell, right side of the wing to Nelms. RJ looks to the middle. Nothing happening there. Now right corner to Parkman. Parkman back out front to Jones. Deep on the right wing. Left side to Odell. Now right side on the wing to Jones. Feeds it in the middle, ball tapped away and stolen away by Edwards County's Calgar. Now to Schnicker. Now to Calgar, right side. Thought about a 3, drives to the baseline, lays it up, no good from about 10. Rebound battle for and brought down by the Lions. That was Marty Schmittler running it down. Here is Wallace feeding it underneath to Schmittler, and a reach-in foul charged against the Indians.
Cale Powell going to check into the ballgame for Lawrenceville. When he gets a chance, he'll be the third substitute to enter tonight for the Indians. That foul was on Connor Odell, his third, 7th on the Indians. So for the final 4:42 of this first half, Ebers County, which has committed 2 team fouls, will be in the bonus.
27-18 Indians on top. Free throw on its way and no good. Long rebound to Powell. Across the timeout he comes. Left side in the corner to Odell. Now right side to Nelms on the wing. They feed it in the right corner to Powell. Cale Powell, number 23 on his back. Left side in the corner to Nelms. Now back out to Odell. Down to Nelms. They try to get it to Marsh on that left baseline, but he's well covered up in that zone, 2-3 zone by the Lions. Here's Marsh trying to take the baseline. Zush, double team, throws it away. Threw it right to Marty Schmittler. 4:10 to go here in the second quarter. 27-18. Edwards County trailing. Indians on top. Cowger feeds it to Schmittler. Schmittler double team. The ball kicked by the defense of Connor Odell of the Indians. It'll be Lion ball. Side court right in front of the Indian bench. 3:58 to go, second quarter play. Into Rotrammel at the high post. Now to Schnicker. Rotrammel, long jumper, a three-pointer, right side, no good by Cowger. Rebounded up and in by Wallace. Justin Wallace with the poop. And the Indian lead is 7, 27-20.
10 points now for Wallace. He has half their total.
Here's a long jumper by Powell. No good from the left side. Rebounded by the Lions. Quickly up floor. Schnicker down the lane. He comes. Dipsy-Doo move. Up no good. Rebounded by Powell. Powell for the Indians. Feeding it down court to Nelms. Nelms loses the handle. Left side to Marsh on the wing. Fakes. Now backs it out. Now lets it go from 18. Off the mark. No good. And the rebound controlled by the Lions. And a traveling violation on Marty Schmittler, trying to get the outlet pass quickly up floor. Turnover on the Lions.
9.
Zeus Marsh will inbound underneath the Indian basket. 3:13 to go, second quarter. And it comes to Odell. Now to Marsh at the high post. And reach-in foul charged on the Lions. Reaching in on Zeus Marsh.
Only the third team foul, so the Indians will not go to the line. That foul is on Cowger, his first, and again three on the team.
And it comes to Nelms. Free throw line jumper by RJ. Off the mark, no good. And another rebound for Wallace. He'll bring it up himself across the timeline. 3 minutes to go, second quarter, 27-20, Lawrenceville. Here's a jumper right side, off the mark, no good. And rebounded by Marsh. That was Wallace with a jumper. Now RJ Nelms on the baseline, cut off by a double team. And he has the ball taken away. Actually a held ball. And the possession arrow is in favor of Edwards County, so it'll be the Lions basketball on the turnover. 27-20, Indians by 7. Camden Cowger, junior, 6-footer, with the ball now. Feeds it in the right corner. Now underneath on the baseline to Wallace. Down to Schnicker in the left corner. Dribbles away from pressure. Back out front to Cowger. Now to Wallace. Ball knocked away. He saves it inbounds to Cowger. Now to Schnicker on the left wing. Feeding underneath to Wallace. Ball tipped away. And the Indians have a turnover. Here's Zeus Marsh working down the lane. Feeds underneath to Nelms. And now an offensive foul on Zeus. He couldn't pull up in time at the free throw line at the offensive end against the defender. Turnover there.
Two fouls on Marsh, 8 on the Indians. Odell also has 2 fouls, as does Wager. So the Indians are in a bit of trouble in that department.
27-20, the try by 7. Here is Snicker feeding on the baseline to Wallace. His shot, no good. Tips his own miss up, no good. Tips it up again and in.
3 times he finally got it to go.
Working on his stats, Justin Wallace. 27-22, Indians lead has shrunk to 5. A minute 54 to go, second quarter. Odell, top of the key, right side to Powell on the wing. Odell at the top of the key against that 2-3 zone. Powell, a long jumper, ish off the mark, off the front iron. Long rebound goes to Cowger of Edwards County. Now to Schmittler on the left baseline, back out front to Snicker. Here's a jumper from the corner, up and in. Three-pointer by Wallace. And Edwards County, with some momentum, they slice the Indian lead down to 2. And then 28 to go here in the second quarter. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. Lawrenceville 27, Edwards County 25. This is Indian basketball on Light 103. All right. Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, a minute 28 to go. Second quarter, 27-25. Lead is down to 2. Now the Tribe throw it away. Jones was cutting to the basket, and Odell thought he was going to be in the left corner. Edwards County's raised their level of play here over the last few minutes. And they've cut the Indian lead to 2 with a chance to tie or take a lead with a 3. Here's a baseline drive by Wallace in the middle to Rotrammel. His shot up no good. Gets his own rebound. Up and in. Andrew Rotrammel, number 45, big junior, and it's 27 all. Minute to go here in the second quarter. Indians could use a hoop to stem this Edwards County tide. Here's Jones in the left corner. Back out front to Odell. In the middle now to Nelms. And we have a foul away from the ball against Edwards County. And it'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. Comes Caden Cowling into the game, a 6'2 freshman. We thought he was going to start earlier. And he comes off the bench.
Calgary's got the second foul, but that's only four on Edwards County, so the Indians aren't even close yet to being at the foul line.
And Marsh threw it off the back of the player and got it back, but it was blocked away by an alert Edwards County Lion. And now Wallace loses it out of bounds on the dribble left side for the Lions. So with 43.8 seconds to go, second quarter, Indians with the ball tied at 27. Here at Lawrenceville High School, Tribe with a two-game winning streak. R.J. Nelms deep on the left wing. Cale Powell on the left corner, left baseline to Jones. In the middle, it's intercepted. Intercepted by Cowling of Edwards County. He feeds it to Snicker in the corner, goes left baseline to the hole. Throws it up, no good, and a foul charged against the Indians. So Edwards County with a chance to take a lead here as we head toward the half. 23 and a half seconds to go. But long ago, they trailed by double digits. Now they are in position to take the lead. Free throw on its way and good by Cage Snicker.
First lead for them since 5-4.
28-27 Lions. Free throw on its way, good by Snicker. 29-27, 22 seconds to go. See if Indians play for a final shot here. Again, Edwards County packing that zone back in there. 2-3. Powell deep on the left wing. To Nelms, top of the key. Now to Odell. Right side to Powell. Powell, Marsh, his jumper is no good. Rebounded by Jones. Shot up. No good. Tipped up and no good by Marsh as the first half comes to an end. Indians had some good chances there, but nothing would fall for Nelms or for Marsh near the end of the first half. At the end of one half of play here on the People's State Bank scoreboard, score is Edwards County 29, Lawrenceville 27. We're back with a halftime report in 3 minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card. Get your statements online and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com. Happy holidays from Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport. Stocking stuffers, put little tools on Santa's shopping list, starting at $4.97. Scratching your head for that hard-to-buy four-person on your list? Leggett Lumber and Hardware gift certificates are the answer, in any amount. Other ideas for Santa? Cordless drills, reciprocating saws, heat tape, pipe insulation, ice melt, and snow shovels. And Leggett's great expertise. Thank you so much for your business, and we look forward to seeing you come through our door at Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport.
Sweet Teas and Sippet in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sippet, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sippet's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sippet
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BESTWAY. Drivers are needed today.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town. your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, it's halftime. Indian basketball is brought your way by Amaral Federal Credit Union. Take time out to find out how great it is to be a member of the Amaral Federal Credit Union. By Cunningham Young Funeral Home in Lawrenceville, their family serving your family at a time of need. And by Wabash, I should say by Leggett Lumber and Hardware, everything you need for all your projects, get it at Leggett. Time now for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Larry Bilk's Pizza Halftime Report. I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson alongside. 29-27, Edwards County on top. Indians had a double-digit lead at one point in that second quarter. The Lions, to their credit, have come roaring back, pardon the pun, and they lead by two, 29-27.
Steve, at one point we said the Indians were 10 out of 20 shooting the ball. Well, they've since missed their last nine shots in a row. Lawrenceville at halftime is 10 out of 29 from the floor. They've shot three-pointers often, made 5 out of 14 three-pointers, been to the line only twice, hit them both 2-2 at the foul stripe. Edwards County, 10 out of 25 from the floor, 3 out of 8 from three-point range. They've done well at the foul line where they've hit 6 of 7. Turnovers were a big part of the game early. Edwards County was turning the ball over frequently early in the game, but they finished with 11 turnovers in this first half. Lawrenceville made a bunch of them late, now have 9. Rebounds is another big story. Edwards County killing the Indians on the glass, 20-12. Lawrenceville at one point held a lead of 27-16, but Edwards County finished the first half on a 13-0 run, now holds a 29-27 lead at halftime. Scoring for the Indians, again, all five starters have scored. Zeus Marsh led the way. He has 8 points here at halftime, all of those coming in the opening quarter. R.J. Nilms has 7 points, 5 points for Jordan Jones, 4 points for Noah Weger. He got in foul trouble early. He did all his scoring in the first quarter, didn't play in the second, and 3 points for Odell. Tool, Parkman, and Powell have played off the bench. None of those guys have scored. Justin Wallace is having a whale of a ball game here for Edwards County. He has 13 points at halftime and 9 rebounds. 8 points for Schnicker. 3 points for Marty Schmittler. 3 points off the bench for Cower. I'm sorry, he started. And 2 points for Rotrammel. Had that put back there late in the first half. Cowling played off the bench for Edwards County, the only guy off the bench for them. He didn't score, so 29-27 Edwards County here at halftime, and the Lions again are on a 13-0 run as we speak.
We'll be back with more after this from Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bobitz Pizza.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here on the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Larry Bowes Pizza Halftime Report. I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson alongside. Edwards County Lions lead the Lawrenceville Indians 29-27. Indians looking for win number 4 on the year. Edwards County looking for win number 6. Lions with a 2-point lead here as we get set for the second half. Again, if you're just joining us, in the opening games, in the freshman game, Indians won 34-20. over the Lions. JV, Indians kept their record unblemished as they won 42-35. Skylar Toole had 10 points. Cale Powell led the way for the Indian JV with 11. And here at halftime of the varsity game, it's 29-27 in favor of the Edwards County Lions. That's been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Larry Bobes Pizza halftime report. Both ball clubs heading back onto the floor. We're back for the second half in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. In my ride. Personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. 'Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal. The Dobson Ford.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying
press 1, press 2.
Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Indian basketball brought your way by Wabash General Hospital, people you know, helping people you love, and by Casey State Bank, bank where you want, when you want, and how you want. Well, we're ready for the second half. It's Edwards County 29, Indians 27. Bill, the plan for Edwards County, make the Indians beat them from outside. Indians were percolating there for a while, but all of a sudden, they've gone cold, and they'll have to try to find that shooting touch in the second half.
They missed their last 9 shots in the first half and gave up the last 13 points in the first half. Let's hope for better things as we get going here in the second half.
Again, they packed that zone in 2-3. Here's Wager, free throw line jumper off the mark. And Edwards County with the ball and a 2-point lead. 7:43 to go, third quarter. Baseline they go to Wallace. His shot up, no good, too hard. Rebound battle for, and Schmittler coming out with it. For the Lions. Back out to Roe Trammell. Now to Snicker. Snicker feeds it left side to Calgar. Now a long jumper by Snicker is good. From the right side, a 3-ball. And the Lions have a 5-point lead. 32-27. Here is a reverse layup by Marsh. Partially blocked there by guess who? Justin Wallace. Got a hand on it. It's all Lions here. 7:05 to go, third quarter. Ball tipped to Calgar on the deep left wing. Indians play a little zone themselves. Feed it in the middle to Roe Trammell, out to Snicker. Three-pointer, got it again. This guy is starting to get hot. Cade Snicker from the outside, 6'2 senior. And it's all of a sudden a 7-point lead.
Yeah, he's got 3 threes tonight and now has 14 points.
Here's the ball to Odell. Feeds it now to Jones on the right wing. Top of the key to Odell, in the middle to Wager. Now to Jones, on the dribble, back top of the key to Odell, in the middle to Wager, back out to Jones, three-pointer on the way by Jordan, well off the mark and out of bounds. Indians are in bad shape here, and Randy Bishop, realizing that, wants a timeout. On the Amaral Federal Credit Union timeout, 6:27 to go, third quarter. People's State Bank scoreboard reads, Edwards County 35, Indians 27. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Citizens National Bank would like to say thank you this Christmas by hosting a Customer Appreciation Day at our Lawrenceville Banking Center. Please come in and join us on Friday, December 14th from 8:30 to 4 p.m. for refreshments, giveaways, and lots of festive cheer. Wishing you and your loved ones a safe and happy holiday season from all of us here at Citizens National Bank.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, member FDIC.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indians in a world of hurt here, trailing 35-27. 6:20 to go here in the third quarter, all Lions. They work it inside. Here's a shot up and no good, and a traveling violation on Marty Schmittler in the middle. Indians haven't had a basket for a while, seems. 35-27, 6:12 to go, third quarter.
Seven minutes without scoring.
Here is R.J. Nelms on the left wing. Feeds in the left corner to Mars. Zeus feeds it now in the middle to Wager. Back out front, Odell, a long three. Got it. Finally, an Indian hoop. A three-pointer to boot.
Snapped a 19-0 run.
35-30, 5:50 to go. Lions throw it away. So a turnover on Edwards County, and the Indians have the ball, trailing by five-point margin. 5:45 to go as Odell brings it across the timeline in the middle to Wager. Left side to Nelms, three-pointer on the way. Off the mark, no good. And rebound control by Wallace. Almost a steal there by Nelms, away from Schnicker. Schnicker goes to the baseline, throws it up off glass, no good. Rebound battled for. Last touch by the Indians. It'll be Lion basketball underneath their own hoop. Justin Wallace is a really good player for the Lions. The Bear on the inside. They throw it back out front to Rotrammel. Feeds it to Calgar on the right wing. Odell on him. Now the ball almost taken away by Nelms. It is. He knocked it away. Now the Indians throw it to Marsh. Zeus has the ball taken away, but it's recovered by Odell at the top of the key for the Indians. Left side to Wager. In the middle now to Marsh. Here's a baseline drive by Nelms off to Marsh. Feeds it out front. Odell a three. Off glass and in. The bank open for Connor Odell here tonight. And the Indians are back to within two at 35-33, Edwards County. Wallace across the timeline at the top of the key. Rotrammel has the ball knocked away, recovers on the sideline, and now a held ball. Possession arrow is in favor of the Lions. So we'll stay at the far end. Edwards County will inbound underneath their own hoop. 35-33, Lions. It comes to Snicker, dribbles to the middle, feeds it in the corner. Schmittler back out to Snicker. Left side to Calgar, goes to the left baseline, has the ball blocked away. Long down court heave. Nelms feeding it off to Odell, lays it up with the left hand, no good. And the rebound controlled by the Lions. Indians had a two-on-one break but couldn't get it to fall. 4:25 to go, third quarter, 35-33, Lions. Calgar left side to Wallace. Wallace dribbles to the middle, down the lane he comes, lays it up and in. This kid's a good player. 37-33, Lions. Here's Wager underneath to a cutting Marsh, lays it up and in. Nice cut to the basket and a good pass from Wager to Zeus Marsh. The Indians trail by two, 37-35, 3:57 to go, third quarter. Snicker at the top of the key. Now to Wallace. Now top of the key to Marty Schmittler. Wallace down low to Rotrammel on the baseline, forces it up and in over the smaller Indian player, and now a 30-second timeout wanted by Edwards County's Russ Gerlach. 3:41 to go, third quarter. Amarillo Federal Credit Union timeout. 39-35 Edwards County. This is Indian basketball on Light 103. Indian basketball on Light 103, WAKO, brought your way by Lawrence County Health Department, Complete Wellness, Body, Mind, and Community, and Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy in downtown Bridgeport, a locally owned and operated pharmacy. Indians off the timeout, a long three by Noah Wager is no good. And out of there comes Schmittler for Edwards County with the ball. Lions leading by four, 39-35, 3:20 to go, third quarter. Here's Wallace, left baseline, leaves it there for Schmittler, working against Marsh, and now we have a violation, 3-second violation. Don't see those much anymore. 3 seconds against Edwards County. See if the Indians can take advantage here and score. 39-35, they trail. Connor Odell across the timeline. Nelms on the left wing, left corner to Marsh. Zeus on the dribble. Cross court, intercepted. Intercepted by the Lions. Now they work it to Snicker, goes to the baseline. He's bumped and fouled by Nelms. You can see that interception coming cross-court pass by the Indians.
It's the second foul on R.J. Nelms tonight, and that's the first foul on either team here 5 minutes into the second half.
Here's a long jumper. Is off the mark. No good. And the Lions miss. Now at the other end, Wager, acrobatic shot. No good. Tipped up by Marsh. No good. But he was fouled over the back. And it will be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. With 2:47 to go here in the third quarter. 39-35, Edwards County on top here. And it comes to Odell at the top of the key, backs it out now. On the dribble, finds Marsh. Back to Odell, left side on the wing, to Nelms. Looks to the middle. As they pack that zone back in there, they have all the wing. Now the ball knocked away by Calgar and intercepted by the Lions. Another turnover by the Indians. Schnicker across the timeline, leads it for Calgar. Indians have gone man-to-man now, trying to find some way to stop these guys. Down low is Wallace, and he's fouled from behind. Just can't contain that kid. He's too strong down low for the Indians. Justin Wallace, a 6'5 senior, number 24. Had quite a game, a double-double for him already.
Third foul on Noah Wager. Here comes Caden Doherty into the game.
And the free throw up and good by Wallace as he continues to add to his fine night. Wager out and Doherty in. Again, trying to fight the size of the Lions. A free throw up and in. 41-35, a 6-point Edwards County lead. 2:19 to go in the third quarter of play. Jones on the deep right left wing. Now left side to Nelms. Back top of the key to Odell. In the middle to Doherty. They're working on the baseline to Marsh. 10-footer, good by Zeus. Marsh.
12 points for Zeus Marsh.
2 minutes to go, third quarter, 41-37, a 4-point Lion lead. Across the timeline. Calgar picked up by Odell in the man-to-man. Schnicker picked up by Nelms. Top of the key to Schmittler. Now Wallace. Wallace guarded by Jones. Tough matchup there for him. Now it's Calgar working on Odell, the smaller Odell, on the dribble. Top of the key, Rotrammel. Now a screen for Schnicker. He got it again. Another three off the screen by Cade Schnicker.
Three in a row this half.
44-37, Lions. 1:22 to go, third quarter. Nelms on the deep left wing, cross court to Jones. Thought about a long three. Now he lets it go. It's off the mark and out of bounds. So bad it didn't even have a rebound attempt for it.
Yeah, Jordan is 1 out of 5 from three-point range and 2 out of 7 overall tonight.
44-37, Lions by 7 with the ball. 1:10 to go, third quarter. Lions trying to pick up a road win in Lawrenceville. Here's Wallace, left side Schnicker. He's been red hot here in this period. Now Wallace, a jumper, is short. Rebounded by Odell. Quickly across the timeline, left side dribble. Now to Marsh, top of the key. Left side on the wing to Jones. Cross court to Nelms. Goes left baseline to Marsh. Back out front to Odell. Feeds it now to Jones. Jumper is good. A three ball. This time from the left wing. Maybe a change of scenery will help him shooting wise. 44-40. Indians trail by 4. 30 seconds to go. Third quarter. Here's the top of the key. Ball stolen away by Jones. And he'll lay it up and in. 44-42. Indian basket off a turnover. 19 seconds to go. See if the Lions play for the last shot. Looks like they are. Calgar across the timeline. Double team. Off out front. They throw it away. Marty Schmittler throwing it away. And the Indians will have a chance at a final shot to tie here. Or with a three, take the lead with 8.7 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And it comes to Nelms. Now to Odell. Top of the key to Marsh. Now to Nelms. Feeds into the middle. Marsh tips it up. No good. And the quarter comes to an end with the Edwards County Lions on top on the People's State Bank scoreboard heading to the final period. Nail-biter here. It's Edwards County 44, Lawrenceville 42. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Tis the season to beat the nasty, wasty flu.
Your Lawrence County Health Department is hosting a walk-in flu clinic at their public health clinic on Wednesday, December 19th from 1 to 7 p.m. at 11362 Country Club Road in Lawrenceville. Vaccines for infants to seniors will be available. No appointments necessary. Simply present your insurance card or payment at the time of service. Don't miss the spirit of Christmas by getting the miserable flu. Stop by the walk-in flu clinic on December 19th, brought to you by your Lawrence County Health Department.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Indian basketball brought your way by WTHI-TV. Depend on News 10, WTHI. News, sports, and weather coverage you can count on. Indians with the ball to begin the period. Trailing 44-42, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, glad you're with us. Great game here on this Tuesday night in Lawrenceville. Tribe working the ball against that 2-3 zone, which has been troublesome for the Indians all night long. Jones on the left wing, and left baseline to Mars. Zeus, double team, throws it up there, but he was hacked and fouled on his way to the hoop. And Zeus Marsh will visit the free throw line for the Indians.
Steve, the Indians have been to the line only twice tonight. In the first quarter, Wager hit 2 of 2, so this is Marsh's first trip.
He's a 55% free throw shooter, and it's up and in. And the Indians trail by one, 44-43. Doherty out, replaced by Wager. 7:34 to go in the game. Second free throw by Marsh is up and in. We're all even at 44.
Last time we were even was at 27.
44 all, 7:30 to go in the game. Snicker across the timeline, guarded by Nelms. Dribbles left side, leaves it off there for Calgar. Top of the key to Schmittler. Now to Wallace. Wallace has the ball taken away, but he gets it back. Left side to Calgar. Three-pointer is no good. And the rebound saved inbounds to Odell, and he's with a two-on-one break. They lob to Marsh, but it's too far into the basket and out of bounds. Indians tried to be a little too fancy there. Trying to lob it to Marsh. If they just give him an easy pass, he can maybe lay it in. Randy Bishop realizing they missed a chance to score right there. Take the lead. 7 minutes to go in the game. 44 all. Top of the key to Schmittler on the double team. Goes between it. Lays it up and in. Nice move by the big guy, top of the lane, 46-44, Lions. Here's Wager in the left corner, back out front to Odell. Now on the deep right wing to Nelms. Jones in the right corner, right baseline. Here's the Marsh jumper in the lane, it's short. Ball out of bounds, and last touch by the Lions. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. It comes to Jones. His jumper left side from the corner is no good. And Nelms tied up by Wallace. Possession arrow is in favor of the Lions. So the Lions with a two-point lead have the basketball with 6:23 to go in the game. Calgar will bring it up against the defense of Connor Odell. All across the timeline, ball knocked away by Jones. Scramble for it. Zeus has it. Zeus heads to the hole. Jams it home. Zeus Marsh with that great jumping ability. Jamming it home to tie the game at 46. 6 minutes to go in the game. Schnicker, top of the key. Left side, on baseline to Calgar on the drive. Puts it up. No good. Offensive foul on the Lions. That turns the ball over and gives it to the Indians with a chance to take the lead here. As down the stretch we come, 5:53 to go in the game, 46 all. Dale across the timeline. Here's Nelms in the left corner, right corner, I should say, to Wager. Now to Jones. Jumper by Marsh in the lane, up and in from about 8. Zeus with the hoop. And it's 48-46 Indians in this back and forth affair here. 5:33 to go in the game. Calgar to Schnicker. Schnicker on the dribble, guarded by Nelms. On the dribble, feeds it underneath. Nice no-look pass. A shot up and in, and a foul and a chance at a three-point play. Nice pass. Snicker to a cutting Calgar to the hoop. And a chance at a three-point play for the Lions. And a chance to give them a lead. With 5:22 to go in the game.
That's a third foul on Odell, third on the Indians.
Calgar at the line for the Lions. And he completes the three-point play. 49-48. Edwards County on top. Odell Nelms in the right corner, right baseline to Wager. Looks to the middle, nothing happening there. Top of the key to Odell. Left side of the corner to Nelms. Left baseline, Wager on the dribble. Cross-court pass to Odell. Now to Marsh, top of the key. Zeus lets it go from the free throw line. No good, but he was hacked on the arm. And will go to the line for Indian free throws. 5 minutes to go exactly in the game, 49-48, Edwards County.
Foul was on Calgar. Steve, that's his fourth foul, fourth on Edwards County.
Marsh's free throw is up and in. We're even at 49. Here comes the freshman Cowling in the game. Again, the 6'2 freshman into this pressure spot for Russ Gerlach. Second free throw up and in. 50-49, Indians by one. Snicker across the timeline on the dribble. Now back out front against, guarded by Jones. Now to the freshman Cowling, picked up by Odell. Out front, Wallace, they lob underneath. The ball tipped away by Marsh. Odell tried to save it in bounds, but he couldn't get to it in time. It'll be Lions basketball underneath their own hoop. 4:46 to go in this game. 50-49, Lawrenceville on top. And it comes to Snicker. Guarded by Odell, backs it out now, deep on the right wing. Now left side pass to Cowling, back to Snicker. Wallace, top of the key, got to get on Snicker. Now Wallace on the dribble, left side to Cowling. Dribbles away from pressure, right side Snicker. Tried to go to the baseline, but cut off there. Now back out front to Wallace, left side Cowling in the middle, rope trammel. Good ball movement here. Snicker open for a three. No good. Right side. Rebounding foul over the back. Charged on the Lions.
Jordan Jones got up there for that rebound.
Good positioning inside by Jordan against the taller timber of the Lions.
It's Marty Schmittler fouling going over the back. And now the Indians have the lead and the ball. Something we haven't seen since about this point in the second quarter.
Here's Jones, right corner to Odell. Now to Jones, feeding it on the right baseline to Wager. Wager feeding it out front. Odell saves it near midcourt. Now to Nelms, three-pointer on the way. Got it from the left side. R.J. Nelms, a big three. And a timeout wanted by Edwards County. People's State Bank scoreboard. Well, first we'll tell you, it's an Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. And on the People's State Bank scoreboard, Lawrenceville 53, Edwards County 49. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
Indian Basketball, Light 103, WAKO, brought your way by People's State Bank, mortgages, mobile banking, and more. They're your community bank. And by Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville. They're famous for delicious mouth-watering pizza. How about one now? Here for the finish of this game, or after the game, it's Larry Bob's Pizza.
943-2612.
That's the number to call. Larry Bob's Pizza. 3:52 to go in the game, a nail-biter here at LHS. Lawrenceville 53, Edwards County 49. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson, best game of the year for the Indians. They've been tested here against this good Edwards County ball club and have a four-point lead. Still a lot of time to go. Calgar across the timeline, picked up by Odell. Snicker picked up by Nelms on the right wing, looks for a screen. In the corner, Zeus almost came away with a steal. Now Snicker feeds it in the corner. Wallace, a three, no good. Long rebound. Snicker puts it up, no good from underneath. Now Wallace lays it up and in. Edwards County just too strong that time underneath. They got good bounces off the backboard, too. Long rebounds, and it's 53-51, Lawrenceville. Nelms in the left corner to Wager. Feeds it back out front to Odell, top of the key. Now to Nelms, beating it in the middle, but it's intercepted. Intercepted by Schnicker. Here he goes, one-on-one against Odell. Lays it up too hard. Rebound controlled by the Lions. By Schmittler down there, and a foul charged on the Indians.
First foul on Jordan Jones, fourth on the Indians. Steven, Lawrenceville just cannot keep him off the offensive boards.
Out front to Snicker, now in the middle to Wallace. Wallace leading it off for Schmittler. Now down low, it's intercepted by the Indians by Odell. Odell off to Wager. Goes into the middle, cut off there. Top of the key to Jones, 3 foot, and goes to the left baseline to Marsh for a 10-footer. Thought Jones was going to tee it up from there, but he didn't. And he got it to Marsh for an even better shot, a 10-footer. 55-51, Lawrenceville, 2:34 to go in the game. Cowger down the lane, spins, up off glass, no good. Rebounded by Odell. Now down floor to Nelms. Nelms feeding it on the baseline, left side to Wager. Dribbles away from pressure. Now down in the middle underneath to Marsh. Lays it up and in. Nice pass by Wager to Marsh. Good interior ball movement by the Indians. And the Tribe lead by six. 57-51 with 2:06 to go in the game. Snicker out front. Right side to Calgar on the wing. Top of the key now to Schmittler. Now to Wallace on the left wing with Jones on him looking for a screen. Down the lane he comes. Wallace cut off. Feeds it off of Rotrimmel and out of bounds. He wasn't ready for that pass. I think he thought that he was going to shoot.
Yeah, that's the 21st turnover on the Lions tonight. The Indians are at 12, and that's really the reason the Indians were able to overcome that 19-0 run, get back into the game, and now take this six-point lead. A minute 50 away from being 4-4 on the season.
57-51 they lead. Nelms on the dribble, left side on the wing. Now to Wager out front. Now to Jones. Edwards County in a man-to-man now. Can't afford to sit back in that zone with a minute 33 to go and a six-point deficit. Here's Wager on the dribble. Guarded out there by Cowling, the freshman who came in to replace Rotrammel here in this pressing defense. Calgar all over Odell. Leaves it off for Wager. Noah back out front. Indians playing a little delay game here, trying to eat some clock. Here is Wager, left side, on the wing. Now Wager is bumped and fouled on his way to the hoop.
And still only six fouls on Edwards County. A minute 11 to go in the game, and Lawrenceville will shoot the bonus on the next free throw. That foul was on Cowling.
Another substitution for Edwards County. Number 22, Eli Berger, first time has seen him. A six-foot sophomore. In there, no doubt, the foul. As Marsh looks to get it in, does to Wager, and he's quickly fouled by Cowling, the freshman into the game for Edwards County. So the Indians are going to have to hit their free throws down the stretch here, and Noah Wager will be at the line for the Tribe.
Tribe is 6 out of 6 tonight at the line. Let's see if Noah can keep this going.
Noah Wager at the line for the Indians. 6'2 junior, number 15 on his back. Free throw on its way, and good.
That a kid.
58-51, seven-point lead. A minute 10 to go in the game. Another free throw coming up here for Wager. Got it. 59-51, eight-point lead. Here's Calgar up floor quickly for the Lions. Dribbles to the middle against the defense of Odell. High post to Schmittler. Now the ball tipped away and intercepted by Wager. Big interception there across the timeline, and he's reached in and fouled on. Noah Wager by Cowling of Edwards County. So big defensive series there by the Indians coming up with that steal. And a chance now with less than a minute to go, 56.4 seconds. To ice this game at the free throw line, 59-51. Free throw is no good. Put the curse on him, rebounded by Schmittler. Off to Snicker. Snicker can shoot the three. Lets one go. Got it. Big guy. 59-54. 5-point lead. Nelms on the baseline. Fouled by Schnicker with 42 and a half seconds to go.
That free throw missed by Wager was the first Indian to miss tonight, and that was Schnicker's fifth three-pointer in this ballgame. He's got 20 points to lead his team. Well, maybe Wallace has more.
59-54. Big free throws for R.J. Nelms here. 42 and a half seconds to go. Free throw on its way. Short. And the rebound control by Cowling of Lions. Here's Schnicker going to the basket. And he's fouled, but fouled before the shot. He went all the way to the hoop and laid it in.
That's only the fifth team foul on Lawrenceville. So the Lions will not be shooting.
They'll inbound underneath their own hoop with 37.4 seconds to go. 5-point Lawrenceville lead in the corner. Schnicker, three-pointer. This one's short. And the rebound by Odell. Now to Wager. Loses the handle. They feed it underneath. Here's a shot up and in by Wallace. And a quick timeout with 27 seconds to go. The Lions come up with a big steal there and a big basket by Wallace. And a timeout on the floor. 30-second break. Ambrose Freda Credit Union timeout. 59-56 Lawrenceville. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Lawrence County High School Sports. All the hard work, all of the spirit, and all of the heart. It's what memories are made of. Embraugh Federal Credit Union is proud to sponsor Lawrence County High School Sports. Please get out and take in the game.
Cheer the Indians. Cheer the Salukis.
Show your appreciation for the hard work that's put in to make Lawrence County High School Sports such a grand tradition year after year. Embraugh Federal Credit Union wants to say thank you to everyone involved with Lawrence County High School Sports. Go Teams!
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, 27 seconds to go in this game. Lawrenceville Indians 59, Edwards County Lions 56. Glad you're with us.
Steve, a great game. The Indians are going to have the ball. They're going to take it out of bounds. They're up three. That was the next foul on Edwards County will be the 10th, so the Indians are in the double bonus from here on out. So they'll have at least two chances when they get fouled to stretch this to a two-possession game, which is encouraging.
Full court man-to-man pressure. Fly of the Lions off the timeout, trailing by three. One possession game, 59-56. Now the officials telling the cheerleaders for Edwards County to back off the line. And he's looking to get it in. They do to Marsh, almost a steal there. Zeus across the timeline is fouled from behind. And he'll have to earn him at the free throw line. So as we mentioned earlier in this quarter, the Indians are going to have to hit the free throws in order to win this game. 23.8 seconds to go, 59-56.
Marsh is at the line. He's 4-4 tonight. He'll be shooting two right here.
Free throw on its way by Zeus. Got it.
Breaks the streak of two misses in a row. Lawrenceville now 9 of 11 at the line tonight.
Zeus Marsh, a senior leader for the Indians. So you want the line at pressure time. Second free throw on its way. Missed that one. And the rebound brought down by Schnicker. 60-56, 20 seconds to go. Schnicker at the baseline. Cut off there. Back out front. They go to Wallace. Wallace now to Schnicker. 12 seconds to go. Long three. No good. Long rebound brought down by Odell. Feeds it off now to Marsh. Zeus to the other end. Lays it up. And a foul, intentional foul by Edwards County. And that's going to do it. Down by four, 3.1 seconds to go. The Indians will have free throws and the basketball out of bounds. So a good defensive series by the Indians, forcing a long three by Schnicker at the other end. For Edwards County, loose ball, and Zeus Marsh at the line. His free throw is on its way and no good off the front iron.
Doesn't really matter at this point. The Indians are going to have the ball out of bounds.
Another free throw on its way, short.
Irrelevant.
Not in the percentages. And Randy Bishop's not thinking about that. You want those points. Indians with the will inbound underneath their own hoop. And it comes to Jones, and he's quickly fouled with 2.4 seconds to go. At the line, Jordan Jones. 60-56. 2.4 seconds to go.
Jordan's first trip to the line tonight.
Free throw on its way and no good. Look at Randy over there.
He did get Randy, didn't it? Yes, he did.
These are not good habits to get into. Missing these free throws. Got that one. 61-56, 2.4 seconds to go. Indians laying off. Don't foul anybody. Calgary will let the time run out. And the Lawrenceville Indians have won their third in a row. And they defeat the Edwards County Lions in this hard-fought battle, one of the best games we've seen this year, by a score of 61-56. So the Indians go down to 4-4 on the year, and Edwards County falls to 5-3 with this loss. Took everything the Indians had to win this game. They had to come from behind, and they did, and pick up the victory 61-56. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, again, the final, 61-56 Indians. Bill and I are back with the Hoke's Herer Studio postgame report in 3 minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
'Tis the season to beat the nasty, wasty flu. Your Lawrence County Health Department is hosting a walk-in flu clinic at their public health clinic on Wednesday, December 19th from 1 to 7 p.m. at 11362 Country Club Road in Lawrenceville. Vaccines for infants to seniors will be available. No appointments necessary. Simply present your insurance card or payment at the time of service. Don't miss the spirit of Christmas by getting the miserable flu. Stop by the walk-in flu clinic on December 19th, brought to you by your Lawrence County Health Department.
It's cold and flu season again. Just because it's the weekend or after hours doesn't mean you shouldn't have access to a provider when you get sick. Come see a convenient care provider at the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic until 8 p.m. 7 days a week. If you are experiencing sore throat, aches and pains, flu-like symptoms, or have minor injuries, don't wait to get the care you need. Walk in to see a convenient care provider at 605 East Main Street.
This Christmas, give the gift that says, "You've been good this year." Give a new Ford from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Why? Because when someone does the right thing, it's important to let them know that you've noticed. Plus, right now, during Ford's Built for the Holidays event, you can save with special financing and cash back options to qualified buyers. Ford, because doing the right thing matters. Drive one home for Christmas from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or online at BillDobson.com.
Being sick is not...
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, fans finally out here after having watched a fine high school basketball game between these two former Little Illini Conference rivals. Edwards County used to be in the LIC, no longer anymore, members of the Black Diamond Conference now. And the Indians had to go the extra mile to beat them here tonight, win 61-56. And again, they're at the 500 mark, have won three in a row on this homestand. Again, 61-56, the final. Randy Bishop is making his way out here. Time now for the Hoke's Hair Studio postgame show. The Indians complete the sweep here. The freshmen win by a score of 34-20. JV winning 42-35. Cale Powell with 11, Skyler Toole with 10, and the Indians win the varsity contest again by the score of 61 to 56. Indian head coach Randy Bishop joins us here, and Randy, a heck of a basketball game between two really, really good ball clubs. Your ball club is really tested here tonight.
Yeah, they are. We're evenly matched. We do a lot of the same similar stuff. Early we jumped out on them in that 1-3-1 trap, and then they clawed their way back. And that one kid found the seam. 21 can really shoot for them, and it made it hard on us. But Wager getting in foul trouble really hurt me. I had to go to a smaller lineup, and they're big, so that hurt us quite a bit down inside and on the boards. And once I got Wager back in, the rest of the kids responded. I thought Odell got some big rebounds late for a guard. He run down there. Nelms was solid, hit a big three. But probably the most athletic kid this evening on that floor was Marsh. He played exceptional, hitting shots from the outside. He put us ahead, and then he made some power shots down underneath. You know, good players are going to take bad shots every now and then. That happens at all levels. But he clawed back and did okay. I wished he'd have made those free throws at the end, but he played some defense too early, especially got his hands on balls. But I was happy about that.
Randy, at one point you seemed to be in control of the game in the first half. You had a lead as big as 12 points, and the next thing you know, they've run off 19 points in a row. Seemed like they were in control of the game.
They were. The momentum changed, and we let 21 shoot those set shots, and we told him you can't let him shoot because he can score. I thought 24 did a good job for them. He's 6'5", strong on the boards. But this team here of mine, sometimes they get where if they hit 1-3, they think they have to shoot a dozen of them. We weren't making them. And the bad part about that is against the zone, if you're not making those and you're not rebounding, you're just giving the ball back to them. Once we got back to getting it in a short corner and getting it in the post, we started getting better looks. And they did a lot better job listening on what they were supposed to do to break the zone down. So, but that's what happened early. We shot some shots that I didn't think we probably should have took. You make a couple of those, and as a kid, you're thinking, man, I'm on, and you just keep shooting them. But when you're not rebounding, and as big as they were, it causes problems.
Three players in double figures tonight, almost four. Powell finished with 9 points. Balance has been a strength of your team, especially during this three-game winning streak.
Yeah, we're trying to teach them to share the ball. I don't think that you can just win with one or two good kids, and we're trying to get the other kids involved a little bit. If I can get five kids in double figures and we improve defensively, we'll be hard to beat after Christmas especially, I think. But we still got some things to work on defense, getting broke down off the dribble. We've got to work on that a little bit. But we're improving, and motion offense is made. It's equal opportunity, but we got to get them where they take good shots. And they're sharing the ball. They're looking for each other tonight. I thought in the zone early, in the high post down underneath the basket, Wager made some great passes to Zeus underneath the bucket, and so did Jones. So we get them to share the ball and play as a team, I think that we're going to be pretty good.
You mentioned earlier that you would like to be 500 by Christmas. That was the goal. You've made it to 500 by Christmas. Now you got two ball games left to get over the 500 mark if you win them both.
Fairfield would be a tough challenge for us, but we only got beat by them five in a Capital Classic, went 8-for-22 from the line. So I think our kids think that we're capable of beating them if we take care of a few things. They got a nice club. I think we could beat Evansville Wrights, over at Reveille. I think we could beat them. We played them in the summer. We're familiar with them. Last year we let them get away from us in the fourth quarter. If you remember, we had 10 points and lost. So I think over there will be a challenge playing in their gym. But what we do on defense, too, it's a smaller gym. So I think that might help us. But our kids are starting to think they can win. And, that's half the battle if you get the mental part of the game down.
Last thing I got for you is we thought Winningham might play tonight. He warmed up a little bit. He told us it was a game-time kind of decision. What's his status? Will he be back in a week, do you think?
I think he'll be here Tuesday. I don't really want to push him into something then him get hurt again. I'm going to need him down the stretch and at Christmas. So I'm just backing away from him and letting the trainer and his parents decide where he's at on that. I asked him tonight when he got ready to go, what do you think? And he goes, Coach, I can't really jump and run, and that's good enough for me. But I would like to have him back against Fairfield because they got a lot of size. And I'd like to get him back, but we'll see how that goes.
All right, Indian head coach Randy Bishop, nice win here tonight. We'll see you next week against Fairfield.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Indian head coach Randy Bishop again. Indians win by a score of 61 to 56. We're back with the player of the game coming up after this on the Hoax Hair Studio post-game report. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Hoax Hair Studio reminds you the holidays are getting closer every day. You need to look your best. Hoax Hair Studio's got you covered. Hair styling, deep conditioning, explore all the new colors. Get a mani, a pedi. Let Hoax Hair Studio get you looking good. Hey, need a great gift idea? A Hoax Hair Studio gift certificate from Hoax Hair Studio. Just Google Hoax Hair Studio. North of the Square, Hoax Hair Studio will tease to please.
Back here in the post-game show, the Hoax Hair Studio post-game show, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, a thriller here tonight. The Indians hold off the challenge of the Edwards County Lions, win 61-56 to get to 4-4 on the year. The Lions, as we mentioned, now at 5-3. Indians won the freshman game 34-30, the JV game 42-35, and this game 61-56, so they complete the sweep. Here tonight. Go ahead.
Before we pick our player of the game, Steve, I just would like to run down the individual scoring. First of all, though, the Indians outscored Edwards County 19-12 in that fourth quarter. They were trailing 44-42 entering the fourth quarter, outscored Edwards County 19-12, come away with this 61-56 win. Again, we mentioned the Indians had three and double figures, almost four. Zeus Marsh led the way. He was 9-23 from the field, 5-8 from the foul line. He missed his last two free throws, grabbed four rebounds, finished with a game-high 25 points. Also in double figures, Jordan Jones was 4-10 from the floor, 1-2 from the line. He hit a couple three-pointers and finished with 11 points. R.J. Nelms was 4-7 from the floor, hit two of four three-pointers, finished with 10 points. Connor O'Dell had three three-pointers tonight, finished with 9 points. That completes the Indian scoring. They had no points off the bench, although Toole, Parkman, Powell, and Caden Doherty all saw action. For Edwards County, which falls to 5-3 on the season, Justin Wallace led the way with 21 points and had probably 15 rebounds or more. Schnicker finished with 20 points. He had five three-pointers on the ball game. 6 points for Camden Calger, 5 for Marty Schmittler, 4 for Andrew Rottrimel. So the final, 61-56.
Time now for our Bill Dobson, player of the game. Bill, what do you think?
Well, I don't think there's any way you can deny Zeus Marsh that honor tonight, Steve. He had a big, big ball game. He had 7 points in that opening period. And then he had a big fourth quarter in which he scored 13 points, 13 of his 25 points coming in that fourth quarter. Finished with 25 points. Sparked the team, really gave him a lift with the dunk there that put Morrisville ahead for good. And Zeus Marsh is the player of the game.
Indian senior leading the way with 25. He's the Bill Dobson Ford Tough player of the game. Good win for the Indians here. 1 week from tonight, we're back here as the Indians finish off a four-game homestand. They'll meet the Basketball Capital Classic champion Fairfield Mules. Join us then. That's our next Indian broadcast. Hope you enjoyed the game here tonight. Bill, thanks for your good work. Great game.
It was, Steve. I'd love to see these teams play a couple more times. It was very entertaining. By far the most entertaining game the Indians have played this season.
All right. Gil Wilson has been our fine producer-engineer back at the studio, Gil T. Wilson. Thanks to him for his good work, and thanks to you for listening. Again, the final here, it's Lawrenceville 61, Edwards County 56. Steve Anderson for Bill Richardson saying so long from LHS.
You've been listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader WAKO Light 103, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County Health Department, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Sippets and Sweet Teas. Lawrenceville Indian Basketball, brought to you all season long here on Light 103, WAKO. Lawrenceville Vincennes.
I've never used a leaf blower on mine, but we use artificial tree over the last several years. It's been a long time since we did the real tree thing, but I think the allergies were minimal at the time, if I remember correctly. We just prefer artificial tree.